Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, David Green. Welcome, David. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Wayne. Pleasure to be here.
David is one of the top financial advisors and investment managers in the Mid-Atlantic region. He's recognized in the current February 2013 issue of Smart CEO magazine as one of DC's top money managers in their Wealth Managers Reader's Choice Awards section. David joined Bernstein Global Wealth Management in 2008 to advise business owners and other high net worth individuals and institutions regarding investment strategies, and he works closely with clients and their professional advisors on a wide range of investment matters, including tax and estate planning, concentrated stock positions, and the sale of privately held businesses. Prior to joining Bernstein, David was president of Inspire, a startup online media company focused on health issues. And before that, he was with Post Newsweek Tech Media, a division of the Washington Post Company. David earned his AB in economics from Harvard College and his MBA from Harvard Business School. He's a certified financial planner. And we're going to talk a little bit about his new book, Dollars and Cents, 10 Fundamentals of Financial Success. So this is very exciting. I've always wanted to write a book. And, you know, David, I think you've taken a major step in doing that. Why did you write Dollars and Cents?
Well, Wayne, thanks for asking. And thanks for that great introduction. Do we have any time left after all of that?
Plenty of time.
I think there are lots of books out there that promise to help readers get rich quick. And this is not one of those books. This is about staying rich forever. I think you see lots of authors out there. They may make for great guests on talk shows like this one,
yeah,
who are warning against financial apocalypse or trying to point investors towards the next great investment. I think most of the time, it's a little bit simpler than that. It's really about understanding the basics of prudent planning. And that's what I wanted to talk about in Dollars and Cents.
Okay. So there is no get-rich-quick scheme that you can endorse.
I'm sorry that I can't. That may disappoint you and some of your listeners.
Now, one of the things you did say is get rich and stay rich forever. What if you're not rich to begin with? They shouldn't be talking to you.
Well, as an investment manager, unfortunately, I have to start with having some investments to manage. That is true. I started the book with an understanding of what it means to accumulate wealth. And part of that is understanding how to build wealth and protect wealth through investing. Part of it is understanding how to save and spend prudently.
Excellent. So, David, who should read Dollars and Cents? Who's the best candidate for this book?
Well, again, as you mentioned, my job isn't really to tell people how to get rich. It's much more to help preserve, protect, and grow the wealth that clients entrust to me. So most of the folks who I work with, most of the folks who I think will get the most out of the book are people who've already achieved some financial success and independence in their lives, and they want to preserve and protect and pass along that wealth to their children and their charities.
So they're your clients and people who are like your clients.
I always describe them as my clients and people who resemble them in some way.
That's right. So what is the key message in the book?
Well, you know, I think that the key message is it's simpler than it seems, or at least simpler than some people would make it out to be.
Okay.
I think that good financial planning and investment management doesn't require access to special deals or unique skills or fancy technology. It's really about applying some relatively simple fundamental principles consistently and competently.
So that means what? I mean, what do you have to know in order to have these fundamentals at your fingertips?
Well, it starts out with knowing a little bit about yourself, mm-hmm, and understanding what your financial goals are and what cash flows you have to work with, what money's coming in and what money is going out. Good planning starts with an understanding of who you are, mm-hmm, and then it goes forward with understanding how markets, inflation, and taxes work with or against you. Managing risk and managing return is something that you can hopefully speak with someone like me to help you with, but
right,
really starting with an understanding of who you are and what you're trying to accomplish is the most important part.
And then it's having good research at your fingertips too, right? Not just relying on what you heard on CNBC in the last hour or something like
that. Well, that's right. Now, great radio commentators, as we know a lot, Wayne. But what they don't know is they don't know you. And I do think that good investing is an individual effort. Really, it requires customization to your own unique goals and circumstances, and the smartest radio announcer, unfortunately, probably doesn't know you particularly well.
That's right. Now, this is a unique book. It's by the way, it's available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, right?
That's right, and in bookstores near you. If you don't see it, ask for it.
It's got George Washington on the cover of the dollar bill. But the question I had for you is, you know, there are a lot of investment books on the market, right? And, you know, when I go to the bookstore or when I'm on Amazon, I'm always looking for new ideas, new books. What makes this book stand out from all the other investment books that are out there?
Well, you know, Wayne, I'm a professional financial advisor, and I spend every day not writing books, but working directly with clients, helping real people build and implement successful financial plans. In my experience, there aren't a lot of investment books that are written by real financial planners, people who make their living working with real clients every day. And the few that are written by those kinds of planners are written by people who are trying to sell a product in general.
Ah.
And that's not what this book is about.
So you're not trying to sell something in this book, other than maybe yourself.
Well, I'm trying to sell common sense.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, common sense isn't often common practice in investing.
Mm-hmm. So the books that are out there are written by the ivory tower types, or the pundits, or the economists, or the academicians, or the theorists, but not really the practical guys like you.
Couldn't have said it better.
Well, then that's as much as I'm going to say about it. So, and it's designed to help investors understand fundamentals of investment success. So you're really doing what everybody needs, and that is giving people a little bit of guidance, but showing them the common sense approach to investing. Of the 10 fundamentals, and we're going to spend a whole show next week focusing on each of the 10 fundamentals and really drilling into them. But of the 10 fundamentals, is there one or maybe two that are really, really important?
Well, you know, I want everyone to listen to next week's show. So let me just say that
they're going to want to hear about all the 10 fundamentals.
And Wayne, I think that's so important, because these aren't 10 separate ideas. These are 10 steps in a process. And it's that process that leads investors to the creation of what I like to think of as a bulletproof financial plan.
Okay. So any one or two that you would endorse people really focusing on when we talk about it next week, or when they buy the book?
Well, you know, I think that the most important piece of this is really understanding your number. Your number is the amount of money you need to save to accomplish your financial goals.
Okay. How do you get to that number?
Well, you get to that number by saving and then investing what you save.
And how do you know what that number really is? I mean, how do you ever figure that out?
It's an interesting question. The most important driver of that number is what you're spending over time. Now, of course, that changes, right?
Right.
And so you need to have a good way to understand what your spending is looking like today, what it'll look like in retirement, what it'll look like as your life changes. And then the other aspect is, what resources do you have to support that spending? What income do you have coming in, and how will that change over time? And what assets have you accumulated? Finally, the question is, how do you invest those assets? And again, that's where I can add at least a little bit of support.
So we're talking with David Green, who is one of the top financial advisors and investment managers with Bernstein Global Wealth Management. And David, you know, you've written this book, Dollars and Cents, 10 Fundamentals of Financial Success. It's a great book. How can your book help those who are experiencing tough economic times right now, particularly where people are struggling with the stock market? And we're now back to we're very close to hitting a historic high. Yesterday, it came very close to the all-time high, and this is a pre-recorded show, but, you know, it looks like it's going to hit it again today. I mean, what do you advise people who are going through tough economic times, and how do you advise them in dealing with the stock market, particularly where the stock market is so volatile today?
Yeah, and you know, this is one of the biggest challenges that investors have is reacting emotionally to what are very volatile markets. So as you point out, the market is now reaching historic highs. It's been going up for the last 4 years, and in this quarter, after the market has nearly doubled, finally investors are starting to put their money back into stocks. I saw a report earlier this week. Investors have put more than $70 billion into the stock market in January of 2013. Now, wouldn't it have been great if they had put that money into the stock market in January of 2009. Then they would have benefited from the wonderful increase in the market. But you know what was happening in January of 2009, Wayne? People were fleeing from the market, right? Because, of course, the market had just gone down. And we see this time and time again. Investors tend to chase performance, whether they're looking at asset classes, whether they're looking at asset managers.
Right.
They're constantly buying high and selling low. It's the exact opposite of what your grandmother told you. And so part of my job is to help take the emotion out of investing.
Okay.
And to help clients build plans that focus inward on what their goals are instead of outward on what markets are doing.
You know, it's an anomaly, though, to me that the economy still seems to be struggling a bit. We're about ready to hit another fiscal cliff, and people are predicting, the pundits are predicting that we may fall off the fiscal cliff yet again. And yet the stock market is at an all-time high. I just don't understand it. How do you explain it as an investment advisor to your clients? And what do you tell them to do? What are you telling them to do?
Well, so first and foremost, Wayne, what we want clients to do is to have a plan that isn't based on what's happening in the markets today, but is in fact based on what kinds of risks and returns they need to include in their plan to meet their goals. But let me talk just for a moment about where the market is today, where the equity markets are today,
and
what that means for investors. I really think that you have to think not just about what prices are, but what you're buying for that money that you're investing in,
okay,
in the stock market. And today, when you look at the earnings of corporations around the world, they're higher and growing more quickly than they have historically. So you get quite a lot for the money that you're investing. Now, certainly, the world's a scary place, and there are lots of risks associated with investing in the markets. You don't have to go back very far in history to know that. We don't have to go back till 2008. Look just at last year. 2012 was a great year for the markets. The markets were up in double digits around the world. But the second quarter of last year was really difficult, and we saw double-digit declines in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So what's important for investors is not to react to the day-by-day or month-by-month or year-by-year fluctuations in the market. Instead, it's to think a little longer term and, again, to think about what they need to achieve with their investments.
In the book, you have some stories from Steve Jobs and Conan O'Brien and several others. Is there one story that's your favorite that really can help readers?
Well, I have tried to introduce some people who might not commonly be thought of as investment advisors into the book, just because I think it makes it a little bit more approachable for everyday investors. My favorite line in the back of the book, there's a series of quotes and aphorisms. My favorite line is something that I credit to Mike Tyson, someone who's probably not best known for his investment advice. But he said this, admittedly, speaking about boxing at the time, he said, everybody has a plan, at least until they get punched in the face. And I don't know much about boxing, but I think that that applies in financial planning pretty well as well.
Do you have any parting advice or other suggestions for those who are listening to the program today?
I do, Wayne, and I really do appreciate you having me on this show. You know, one of the things that's so important in financial planning is working with a team. And it's why our clients really do appreciate knowing great trust and estate attorneys like yourself, knowing great bankers who can help them with cash flow needs, insurance agents who can help them with risk management, of course, great accountants who can help them manage the tax code. Investment planning, investment management is a team sport, and building a great team is one of the most important things an investor can do.
Well, thank you for those kind words, and I think I agree with your advice. We're talking with David Green, who has just written a book called Dollars and Cents, 10 Fundamentals of Financial Success. David, if people want to get a hold of the book, how do they do that?
It's available in bookstores near you on Amazon.com, and the book's website is www.dollarsandcentsbook.com.
And thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth. Everybody, listen next week for David's second half of the interview, when we're going to dig into the 10 fundamentals of financial success that are outlined in his book, and I encourage you to buy it. Thanks for being a special guest.
Thank you, Wayne. It's been a pleasure.
And have a great week. Listen to Blueprint for Wealth next week with David and with another special topic. Have a wonderful week.